The Butterfly Room by Lucinda Riley. Read by Kristin Atherton. For my mother-in-law, Valerie. With love. Posey. Red Admiral. Vanessa Atalanta. Admiral House, Southwold, Suffolk. June 1943.
Remember, my darling, you are a fairy, floating silently across the grass on wings of gossamer, ready to trap your prey in your silken net. Look,
he whispered into my ear.
There he is, just on the edge of the leaf. Now then, fly.
As he'd taught me, I closed my eyes for a few seconds and stood on tiptoe, imagining my small feet leaving the ground. Then I felt the flat of Daddy's palm give me a gentle push forwards. Opening my eyes, I focused on the pair of hyacinth blue wings and flew the two short steps I needed to swoop my net around the fragile frond of buddleia bush on which the large blue was currently perched. The waft of air as the net landed on target alerted the blue, who opened its wings in preparation for flight. But it was too late, because I, Posey, princess of the fairies, had captured him. He wouldn't be harmed, of course, merely taken off to be studied by Lawrence, king of the magical people, who was also my father before being released outside after enjoying a large bowl of the best nectar.
What a clever girl my Posey is,
Daddy said, as I made my way back through the foliage towards him and proudly handed over the net. He was crouching down on his haunches, so our eyes, which everyone told us were so similar, met in shared pride and delight. I watched his head bend to study the butterfly, which remained stock still, its tiny legs gripped to its white netting prison. Daddy's hair was a dark mahogany colour, and the oil he put on it to flatten it down made it shine in the sun, like the top of the long dining table after Daisy had polished it. It also smelt wonderful. Of him, and comfort, because he was home, and I loved him more than anything else in my worlds, both human and fairy. I loved Maman too, of course, but even though she was at home most of the time, I didn't feel I knew her as well as I knew Daddy. She spent a lot of time in her room with something called migraines, and when she was out of it, she always seemed too busy to spend any time with me.
He's an absolute corker, darling girl,
Daddy said, lifting his eyes to mine.
A true rarity on these shores, and no doubt of noble lineage, he added.
Might he be a butterfly prince? I asked.
He might well be, Daddy agreed. We shall have to treat him with the utmost respect, as his royal status demands.
Lars! Posey! Lance!
Called a voice from beyond the foliage. Daddy stood up, so he was taller than the buddleia bush, and able to wave across the lawns up to the terrace of Admiral House.
Coming, my love!
He called, quite loudly, as we were some distance away. I watched his eyes crinkle into a smile at the sight of his wife, my mother and unknowing queen of the magical people. This was a game only Daddy and I shared. Hand in hand, we walked across the lawns, smelling the hint of newly mown grass that I associated with happy days in the garden. Maman and Daddy's friends, champagne in one hand, croquet mallet in the other, the thwack of a ball hurtling across the cricket pitch Daddy mowed for such occasions. These happy days had happened less since the war had begun, which made the memories of when they did seem even more precious. The war had also given Daddy a limp, so we had to walk quite slowly, which was fine with me because it meant it was longer that he was all mine. He was much better now than he had been when he had first come home from hospital. He had been in a wheelchair like an old person, and his eyes had looked grey too. But with Maman and Daisy nursing him, and me doing my best to read him storybooks, he had got better quickly. These days, he didn't even need a stick to walk, unless he was going further than the grounds.
Now, Posey, run inside and wash your hands and face. Tell your mother I'm taking our new guest.